This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Key plane part recovered.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug.
Defense Secretary's secret hospitalization.
He was in ICU for days.
Shining at the Golden Globes.
Oppenheimer!
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Investigators now have their hands on a key part in the investigation into the disaster on board an Alaska Airlines flight. A fuselage section came off as it took off in Portland, Oregon, Friday, leading to dozens of Boeing 737s being grounded. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It was a 63-pound piece of the plane known as a plug door blowing out at 16,000 feet, leaving a gaping hole, forcing the 171 passengers and six crew to don oxygen masks.
In Alaska, we need to return back to Portland.
The door was found late Sunday night.
Thank you, Bob. Bob contacted us. He found it in his backyard.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
It's incredibly important. It's a part of a puzzle to piece back what occurred.
Plenty of questions about the hospitalization of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. For 3 days, even President Biden was unaware Austin was in intensive care. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
He is still hospitalized, but said to be performing his duties. Congress, meanwhile, wants to know why it wasn't notified of his hospitalization for days. Top Biden administration officials were also in the dark until January 4th. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, learned of the hospitalization 2 days earlier.
1 week to go, and the Iowa caucuses will kick off the run to the White House. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is out with the Republican contenders.
Former President Donald Trump downplaying the January 6th attack on the Capitol 3 years ago and reiterating his plan to pardon those who participated.
Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages. Release the J6 hostages, Joe.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warns if Republicans pick Trump,
I think it's going to be a really nasty election. I don't think that puts Republicans in a good position to win.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley agrees.
Chaos follows him.
But she says attacking Trump isn't the way to win.
For those that want me to hit Trump more, I just am not going to do it.
Recent polls show Trump leading in Iowa by double digits. Thanks to longtime supporters like Gary Loeffler.
President Trump restored the American dream to every American.
Part of a far more organized campaign than the last time he ran here.
Parts of New England got the worst of the winter storm that blasted the East Coast. Meteorologist Eric Fisher of CBS Boston is north of the city in Haverhill.
People spent Sunday trying to dig out their cars and shovel sidewalks as more snow fell. A foot and a half eventually covered the city.
It's pretty crazy.
16 inches of snow fell so fast in Worcester, plows had a tough time keeping up.
The roads are pretty rough.
But for these kids in New Jersey, the snow meant the perfect conditions for skiing and sledding.
It's like a white miracle. It's snow.
Hollywood's awards season began to heat up with last night's Golden Globes on CBS. Nichelle Turner of Entertainment Tonight.
Oppenheimer! Christopher Nolan's drama about the Manhattan Project won 5 Globes, including Best Motion Picture Drama and Best Male Actor in a Drama for Cillian Murphy.
One of the most beautiful and vulnerable things about being an actor is that you can't do it on your own. We had the most incredible ensemble cast in this movie. It was magic.
In the night's biggest surprise, Barbie was upset in the other big movie category of Best Comedy or Musical, losing out to Poor Things, produced by and starring Emma Stone, who also won for Best Female Actor.
Playing Bella was unbelievable.
Barbie did have its moment, though, beating out Taylor Swift to win the new category of Box Office Achievement.
Thank you to everybody, all the Barbies and Kens.
In TV, the comedy The Bear won big, with actors Jeremy Allen White and Ayo Edebiri winning Golden Globes.
I'm in a room full of so many people who I admire and whose work has lifted me up.
And in drama, Succession shined.
It's a team effort, this show.
And one of the biggest moments of the night was Lily Gladstone becoming the first Native American to win a Golden Globe for Best Actress.
This is an historic win.
For her emotionally charged performance in Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon.
This is for every little Rez kid.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
An outline is now in place for a spending deal designed to stave off a government shutdown. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The negotiators for the Senate and House have agreed on the overall dollar amount to be spent in 2024, roughly $1.6 trillion, but they have to iron out some big wrinkles on what to spend the money on and potentially controversial policy riders.
In our latest CBS News poll, 6 in 10 Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of the economy and inflation, but Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto says the long-term economic outlook has improved.
The number who say the economy is good, while still in the minority, has been increasing. There's been an increase in the number who think that looking ahead, things will at least be stable, if not growing, and fewer who fear a recession.
Today, a fraud trial is opening against top officials of the National Rifle Association, including Wayne LaPierre, the longtime figurehead who said last week he's stepping down. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The lawsuit is intended to recoup some of the millions that LaPierre and his cohorts are alleged to have spent on vacations and other questionable expenditures unrelated to the NRA.
1 week ago, a deadly and destructive earthquake in Japan.
After a difficult start, the rescue effort in western Japan is now delivering aid to most of the victims. That includes 30,000 people who were left homeless. Now, though, the worry is heavy snow that could cause landslides as crews continue to look for more than 100 people still feared buried in the ruins. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, Tokyo.
One of the largest radio companies in the U.S. filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy yesterday in Texas. Odyssey says a restructuring agreement will cut the company's debt load from $1.9 billion to about $350 million. At Cape Canaveral, Florida,
liftoff of the first United
overnight launch of the first American lunar lander in 50 years. The private craft is due to touch down on the moon late next month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
New research on one of the possible effects of smoking.
The more a person smokes cigarettes, the faster their brain ages and shrinks in size, leading to a higher risk of dementia, concludes a study from Washington University in St. Louis.
People who smoke have an older brain than their age.
The study's author, Dr. Laura Byrud, says even kicking the habit won't bring back what's already been lost.
Unfortunately, we don't see evidence that it's reversing the process, but it does not continue to shrink the brain.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News. News.
Judges in England and Wales have now been given approval to use artificial intelligence to help write legal opinions. The guidance is full of cautions about the limitations and risks of using the technology, and it says judges shouldn't use AI for research or legal analysis. And it says they're responsible for what's produced. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.